And while we're on the subject of schools, last week, several U.S. senators, including Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz, issued a statement calling out the Heartland Institute. At issue are curriculum materials the group sent to teachers across the state and across the nation that the senators say call into question the scientific consensus on human-caused climate change. Those are their words. The senators have complained to U.S. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos. We called Hawaii Assistant Superintendent for the Office of Curriculum, Instruction, and Student Support, Suzanne Mulcahy, to find out more about the frequency of unsolicited materials that teachers receive.
Oh, it happens very often. It happened when I was a teacher. It happens to my daughter, who is a teacher in another state. I received materials as a vice principal, principal, CAS, and now as assistant superintendent. In fact, just yesterday, I received about 6 different books, materials, catalogs, and tossed them.
The point being that people are out to market their stuff. They're trying to get into a school system, and you're not going to stop them for that. But some of these things that now we have been told are concerns to folks who are in Congress. We had the piece that came out from Senator Schatz about some pieces of educational material that were sent from the Heartland Institute. Is there any way of going back and talking to those organizations and just telling them, hey, this isn't going to do you any good, please stop?
No, first of all, you know, I haven't received them in my office, and I'm the assistant superintendent of curriculum instruction and student support. We really would not have the time to contact all of the vendors that are trying to market their materials and their curriculum. We can't keep people from sending things. In fact, we get things from individuals and people who are not part of a corporation or a publishing company. But there is a process, and teachers would be using materials that are aligned to our standards. And so from what I have heard, I haven't seen this, but from what I've heard about the materials that you're referring to, they're not aligned to the Next Generation Science Standards or the Hawaii Content and Performance Standards 3 for science. So teachers would not find them helpful. In addition to that, we make recommendations for English language arts and math. We have a mandated curriculum that is a core curriculum that people can supplement so they're able to teach the standards. For science, we are just now implementing Next Generation Science Standards, and we have not recommended or mandated a particular textbook. But the kinds of lessons that we're doing require experiments and being outside and doing those kinds of things. And so from what I'm hearing are in these materials, it wouldn't be appropriate. So I can't imagine that a teacher would decide on their own to use them, especially since with their principal and department chairs, they facilitate the decision on the materials that they would use. Teachers don't just go and find something that they've gotten in the mail to use. It wouldn't be aligned.
So all of these materials that have come in from the Heartland Institute, which you mentioned from what you know about them, don't meet the standards in Hawaii. How then do you look at this kind of a situation where you've got several senators pointing fingers and talking to Education Secretary Betsy DeVos about what these materials are and that they are presenting alternative facts?
Well, you know, I am not privy to what the senators are saying to the secretary. As I've said before, I haven't read the materials. I'll let the senators talk to the secretary and work that out. Meanwhile, I'm confident that what we're doing in Hawaii is we are sticking to the standards that our Board of Education has approved. I trust that our teachers are following implementation of those standards and using materials that would support that. And I don't think we should be alarmed that we're getting one more packet of materials from somebody. It is not the first time that the department has received materials that just don't align. Unfortunately, these organizations are wasting time, energy, and resources because quite often they end up just going in the rubbish.
That's part of the point. Also the fact that education has become so incredibly politicized, particularly as we're talking about science. Do you feel that science is under threat?
That science is under threat? How so?
In the fact that we have a very different viewpoint coming from an administration, and also that scientists themselves have been coming out to demonstrate, to be able to make the case for what they do and also the importance of science, particularly in a state like ours that's so dependent upon so much science and research, as well as what science means for the good stewardship of our state.
Yeah. I don't feel like science is under threat. I am the daughter of a scientist, and I have a daughter who is a scientist. And I believe that we realize more than ever, especially in Hawaii, how important science is and the opportunity for kids to explore phenomenon and make sense of what they see happening around them. And that's why I like these new standards, next generation science standards. Because of the Common Core standards, we don't just have science during a science period or a science hour. Science and social studies are embedded across the curriculum. That's how we learn to read and do math in a relevant manner. And so in Hawaii, I trust the leadership in our schools, the complex area superintendents, and the teachers to follow those standards. And if anything, to emphasize science even more in relevant, exciting, engaging ways for students. We'll let the politicians fight on our behalf with the administration if necessary, but we do not yet see it as a problem here. In fact, I'm very proud of what we're doing as we transition to these new standards in our schools.
At higher levels of education, I'm thinking within the university, we have heard from several scientists who feel even more strongly than you do that, in fact, they are under threat and that science is now being looked at in a very different way than it has been in past. And they are calling on each other, both within the United States and outside, to come out of the ivory towers and to make more of a case for science and to more readily ally with each other in ways that they haven't before. And that alignment is something that, you know, we really haven't seen scientists do. They've been more interested in doing the research and just putting it out there and letting everybody else fuss over it, but not necessarily to put themselves into a political sphere. That seems to be very different now than what we've seen in past. Do you think that lower ed and higher ed are not necessarily aligned with each other in that idea?
No, I do think that we are benefiting from that because we have partnerships with University of Hawaii. In fact, just 2 weeks ago when we signed the Mauna Kea Agreement, that's evidence of the fact that research scientists at University of Hawaii Manoa are partnering with the Department of Education schools. And so we are following their lead because they are scientists, but we are benefiting because they are coming out of, as you said, their ivory tower and working directly with our teachers and our students. And so I'm sure that we will learn from them, and teachers will increase their capacity as needed, and students will be encouraged to go into the field of science. But what I see is more of a partnership and more of an alignment happening during this time.
I want to thank you for the time today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Suzanne Mulcahy is the Assistant Superintendent for the Office of Curriculum, Instruction, and Student Support.